Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. My name is John L. Byrne. I'm your host of the Break Out of Your Box Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm excited and delighted to have you listening. As I was sharing with you, I'm very grateful that you come in and tune in and listen and that you share. We've been at this show for almost a year now, since January, and now we're dating at over 20,000 downloads, which is an amazing thing that we really haven't engaged in marketing. We've just been sharing from the heart, and you've been listening. And I hope that you've been applying it. You can download these to your cellular phones, whether you have an iPhone, whether you have Android. You're available to download these things and to listen more. And also go to my YouTube page, www.youtube.com/MrBeanNel, MrBeanNel, so that you can watch my Motivational Monday videos that are coming out. Wherever you're at in the world, we're excited and delighted to have you on our team. And I am, again, John L. Byrne, also known as Mr. B, your success coach, helping you to grow in every dimension of your life and focus on the business, life, and relationships portion of what you do. So many times we are givers. We give to so many people. And today this show is titled How to Have a Healthy Form of Selfishness. Because when you hear selfish, we always want to say selfless, or and we think selfish is a bad word. It can have a negative connotation, but there can be a healthy form of that, especially in a world full of takers. And I say this as someone that is a giver. I give to people. And so I want to talk to the givers, those who know you deplete yourself in giving to people, those that exhaust you with questions, they exhaust you with time, they exhaust you with money, they exhaust you with feelings, they exhaust your heart, and you're always giving and doing for others, whether you are single, whether you're dating, whether you're married, whether you're divorced, whether you're a parent, whether you're a youth worker, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a caregiver, whether you're a nurse, whether you're in the service care, whether you're a minister, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're a doctor, and you're always giving, 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 giving. I want to implore you and encourage you to keep giving, but you also have to give to the person that matters most, and that's you. You can't give to someone if you're dead. You can't give to someone if you're sick. You can't give if you're broke. You can't give if you don't have. And so here's what I want you to do. I want you to focus on a new form of selfishness. And the first one, S-E-L-F-I-S-H. Many of you all know I do a lot of acrostics unless I'm giving some just hardcore information, but from a how-to standpoint, here's how we're going to do it. Think about making everything about you. Sometimes you got to have an everything about me day or everything about me. Like I know for me closing out this year, it's kind of like everything about me close out to where I'm focusing on at this point of the year, closing out on what I need to accomplish so that my life can be focused. I do a disservice to people as a motivational speaker and success coach, and my life is not in the order that it needs to be in. So personally and professionally, I'm taking care of things that I know that I need to take care of to be a better man. That's what it's about. I don't tell you these things in isolation, void of problems, void of struggle, void of stress. No. Despite that, I still move on to the next dimension of my life, but I have to learn how make things about me, because I put people first. I'm an extreme extrovert. For those that know me, I can be introverted, you know, at home when I'm thinking in deep thought, but I'm an extreme extrovert. I come alive when people are around, so I'm more akin to giving. My whole life has been about service, nonprofit work, service work, giving back. So for me, this matters. So in order to make everything about you and to have a healthy form of selfishness, because at the end of the day, mind, body, and spirit, you have to protect these things. In order to give more, you have to store these things up inside of you. Whatever's in you will come out. And many times, many people are cranky and have an attitude and angry simply because they have not built the reserve and they're running on E. When you're running on E, you will snap people up, you will curse people out, you will ignore people, you will neglect people, and you will treat people less than they're worth because you have nothing in your tank. This is why I want you to have a healthy form of selfishness, because you have to know when to take what I call personal vacations or personal retreats. Let me give you some examples of what some personal vacations are for me. You're not always going to be able to jump up and get on the plane and go on an island. Even multimillionaires and billionaires can't do that. They just have responsibilities. Matter of fact, they just love their work, but they do have to do things to find some type of balance. If a person is not balanced in their life, then they will always topple in some area. And everybody's not walking a tight rope. So this is a global economy, a global world. You should be able to find balance in something you do. Me, one of my personal vacations is this. I go to the movies. I do not mind going to the movies by myself. I'll go during the day. I'll watch a matinee, and then I'll watch another movie. So watching two movies helps me to check out, turn off my brain, and relax, and just kind of ponder the movie. If I get any ideas on radio shows or books or thoughts, I can kind of jot those down in my iPhone, and I take a personal vacation. Then I come back out, and I reengage life. Another thing that I like to do, I go find me an hour massage. I'm not talking about a $300 Burke Spa. I'm talking about you go to some reputable, clean, and healthy places for $40, $50 an hour, 1 hour massage, and that you can just kind of check out. Sometimes I'll just get 2 hours and just pay $70 to $100, and that's a personal retreat for me. Those are two things. Another thing that I enjoy, I've recently started playing in basketball leagues, and so I know one time a week for 1 hour that I'm going to play in an organized, structured game, and that's like a personal retreat. I get to check out and focus on being very competitive where there are no rules, there are no boundaries. I can be extremely competitive and then leave it on the court and then go home or go back, go to work. And those are just personal mini retreats for me. Now, remember, that was about me. I didn't say going on a date with someone. I didn't say hanging out with someone. I didn't say going places with someone, going to pick someone else, hanging out, your ladies hanging out with your girls, fellas hanging out with your boys. It was just about me, to replenish me so I can have more to give. And just honestly so I can have something for Jonelle. So here's how you be selfish in a healthy way. Selfish, S-E-L-F-I-S-H. The S is self-preservation. You have to preserve yourself. Right now, everybody, if you ever been to any type of forest, you'll see Smokey the Bear, and he'll remind you, you know, about not starting forest fires. Now, Yogi the Bear was simply a campaign that was brought up by the National Parks Department, to remind people that, you know, bears don't start fires. People start fires through neglect. And if you don't take care of yourself, you're neglecting yourself. You can call it chivalrous. You can call it being virtuous. You're still neglecting yourself, and you don't have more to give. And so you have to start with self-preservation, even as it turns to loaning money out to people. Like, you could never become a multimillionaire giving everything away. At some point, you have to say, okay, I'm done being the bank, what I call the bank of the Baron. My last name is Baron, and so you can't be everybody's bank. You just got to preserve your resources so you can invest in more. I could put money into marketing dollars or hiring more people around me. And then when I make more money, I can do for more people. The best way to help poor people is not to be one of them. Poor people need access to resources and things. And if you don't have that, you haven't preserved what you have, how can you give? You can't. You can't do it. So self-preservation has to happen. I know it sounds like, but no buts. Cut the buts out when it comes to taking care. This is a healthy form of selfishness so you can be able to do more, reach more people. The other thing is energy. You got to have energy. And I'm talking about get up and go energy, meaning you had a good night's sleep. You've eaten the meals you need to eat. And I also am talking about the energy that gives off good vibes. You know, when you have the energy in your body, in your fuel tank, you've rested, you've eaten well, you've worked out, that gives you more energy to come across more lively, more jovial, to speak eloquently, because you're energized and you now can engage people. So you have to maintain your energy level by taking care of your body, your temple. And I know it sounds basic. I know this is not an ooh and ah. This is not something you're going to retweet. But this is you focusing on you. You need to hear it because it matters. The other areas of your life are suffering because you have not maintained your energy level. You have not preserved yourself. L, the L is love. You can love everyone and everything, but how you treat yourself will reflect on how you love you. There is no crime in loving yourself. Loving yourself enough to know when enough is enough, when you have to do for you, when you can't do for others, when you have to sit at home and take a break, even if you have to sit at home for a day or two to take a couple breaks. When you love yourself enough, you won't let people treat you any kind of way. You won't let people take advantage of you. You won't let people misuse you because you love you. You matter to yourself, and that's very important as you grow to your next level. And the F in selfish is forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for the mistakes you made. Yes, you couldn't be there for that person. Yes, you didn't do this for that person. Because guess what? You had to do for you. Forgive yourself. Forgive the person because they got mad at you. Hey, it's okay. Listen, this is what matters most. Your heart. Was your heart in the right place? Did you have the right motive? Forgive yourself and forgive them. Forget about it and keep forging on. I'm going to repeat that. Forgive yourself, forget them, forget about it, and keep forging on. Do not spend your time dwelling on what happened and what was. Forgive yourself, forgive them, forget about it, and keep forging on. That's your life is not lived in reverse. You can looking back is sure to end in going back, so you got to keep moving forward. The I is invest in what you like. Many times we're buying stuff that everybody else likes. We're buying people birthday gifts and Christmas gifts and Hanukkah gifts and every other gift, but we're not getting ourselves anything. Invest in what you like. Save up for you. Do some things. Take that trip. Save up for that journey. Be spontaneous for yourself because at the end of the day, it has to be about you in a healthy fashion. Otherwise, you are letting life and others define you on its terms. Make it about you so you live your life on your terms. It's your life. It will be your obituary, your eulogy. And if it wasn't about you, it will reflect that. Now, about you could be serving others. So it can reflect how you gave your time and attention. But you have to have something to give. So invest, whether it's time, money, talent or attention, invest in what you like. It's okay. It's not a crime. Now, am I saying that this is the law of your life for every day to be negatively selfish? No. I want you to be healthy in this process of learning to be selfish to preserve. Here's the other thing. The S is say it sometimes. Say it sometimes. Speak up. Speak up. Say what you feel. If you didn't like how someone treated you in a respectful way in the right timing, say it. Me personally, I don't speak on anything for 48 hours because in 48 hours, if it still matters enough for me to talk about it, then I will. If in 48 hours I don't care anymore about the situation or subject matter, I won't even address it because it couldn't have been that important because it didn't stick with me for more than 2 days. But if it's still on my heart in 48 hours, if it's still on my mind, then I'm going to say something. I'm going to speak up. I'm going to say, hey, you know, I feel that you disrespected me and I don't think I deserve it. My heart was in the right place. And if you can't find a better way to approach me and deal with me, then maybe we don't need to talk anymore because evidently you don't value my place in your life as a friend, as a mate, as a partner, as an employee, as a coworker, as a church member, as a synagogue member, as a temple member, whoever it is. You got to say it sometimes. Quit holding your tongue. And let me tell you something that I'm learning as I grow in life, that you feel better when you tell people. Like, even if it's a coworker, hey, when you said that in the meeting, you said that out loud. That was kind of rude. I would never do you like that. Why did you say that? That's not okay with me. So you hold people accountable. Hold them accountable and say it something. Speak up. And then here's the H, humbly. Say no. N-O, two most powerful words in the English language is no. N-O, humbly say no. No, I won't be able to. No, I'm sorry I can't loan you money. You don't have to apologize or explain why you ain't. You can have the money. No, I can't. Humbly say no. Learn to say no. It will preserve you. It will help you from running around in circles and always having to make up excuses. Humbly say no and leave it there. Why? Because you matter. You matter to someone. You matter to the world. And you matter to life. You have to learn to make everything about you and have a healthy form of selfishness so you can go on to live out your mission and your purpose. My name is John L. Barron. My time is up. I thank you for yours. I believe in you. I am your success coach, and you are my friend. Make it a great day.